taking my Bible reading from Psalm 103 and verse number 7. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 103 and verse number 7. I'll be taking my reading from the New Living Translation. It says, He, that is God, revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The title of this morning's message is The Character of God. The Character of God. And what is character? Character, simply put, is the quality or the peculiarity of a person. This attribute, people of God, makes us differ one to another. Unfortunately, Church of God, there are those who want to go into a relationship without taking valuable time to check out the character of such people. Because knowing the character of a person helps in deciding whether such relationship should be desired. For the character of a person is what defines and explains the personality of each and every one of us. As it is oftentimes being said, birds of the same feather, they flock together. We are talking about the character of God. In the same vein, brethren, God, the Almighty One, has his own unique character that sets him aside to be the God that he is today. And regardless of all the relationship you had gotten yourself into, carelessly or knowingly, your relationship with God is the most important, the most viable of them all. Hence, we have to understand the characteristics of God. We have to understand the modus operandi of God. He said in Psalm 103 verse 7 that we just read, he says, He, that is God, revealed his character to Moses, but he only reveals his deeds to the people of Israel. King James version of the same verse says, He, God, made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Why will God reveal his character to Moses, but only his deeds to Israel? Why will he do such a thing? It's simply because God understudied Moses. And he discovered for himself that Moses was not following him because of his deeds. He was following him because of who God is or who God was to him. His deeds, that is God's deeds, like opening up the Red Sea, was not the reason Moses was following God. Turning bitter water to sweetness was not the reason Moses was following God. Bringing manna and quail and even bringing water out of the dry rock, that was not why Moses was following God. Moses checked out the character of God and decided to follow God for who he is. Any human being can roll here from this side to the other side. When one what is expected shows up, you are trusting God for something and it shows up, you will dance and rejoice, and it is allowed. But if that is the only reason you are following God, you will soon crash by the wayside, because even riches, they have wings, they do fly like a multi-jet, and when it happens, you'll be grounded. Job lost all, and he said, you know what, I wasn't worshiping God because of all this. He still bowed down and continued his worship. If what you are expecting God for did not show up, will God still be God? We are talking about the character of Moses realized long time ago when he encountered God by the bush that was burning and did not consume itself. He realized that God's character can take one through the wilderness. God's character can take one through the waters and through the fire. God's character can take you even as a Christian to go through tough times. It's just that tough times do not last, but tough people do. Quoting a great man of God that has passed on to glory. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can go through tough time, and yet you are still full of the Holy Ghost. Ask Mr. Joseph, the prisoner. He had dreams of greatness. He had dreams of prosperity. He had dreams of governance. He had dreams of headship. Yet, God decided that his dreams can only be fulfilled through the pit, through slavery, into the house of Potiphar, into the prison yard. He was still fulfilling his destiny, but it was not a pleasant route. God can decide to take you through the wilderness. God may decide to take you through the fire. That is the character of God. You must understand the character of God. And whatsoever God allows to happen, it is because it is the best for him to do. And he's going to do the best for you, whether it is through the fire or through the stormy water, but through it all will be through the blood of Jesus. At the end of the day, understanding the character of God helps you to serve him the way he wants to be served. Understanding the character of God, you will know that though he slays me, yet will I keep on keeping on. For I know weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. When somebody is malfunctioning or misbehaving, they will say you don't have character. But I'm here to tell you that God does not misbehave. Every behavior of God is the right thing for you. You may not be able to explain it today, but it's a matter of time. You're going to explain it after God is done with you. When Joseph went through the pit, when he went through slavery, when they sold him and lied against him and he ended up in prison, he knows, because God showed up in the prison yard. There is no prison gate that can stop God from visiting you. And at the end of the day, he slept as a prisoner, woke up as a prisoner, but a day came, he never slept as a prisoner. He slept as the commander in chief, the second in command in the then greatest nation in the world. That is your portion. Lift up your right leg and shake it and say, it is my portion. It is my turn to rejoice. Shout hallelujah. Understanding the character of God. No wonder the Bible says, my people, not Satan's people, in Hosea 4 verse 6, you say, my people, they perish for lack of knowledge. May lack of knowledge not allow you to be perished, to perish in the name of Jesus. Listen to me, people of God. There was one day I entered a car of a young lady, got her very first car, brand new, tear leather, brand new. Until that day I entered her car, I never knew that she was going through some situation due to lack of knowledge. So it was raining. You know, at times when it rains, there's going to be some mist inside the car that we flog, as it were, the windshield. You understand what I'm saying? So I was seated beside this lady, and I noticed it started raining, and the whole windshield, everything got clogged up, mist up. So the wiper, nothing happened. So I was watching. She reached out and picked one of her old dress. She was driving her. They think we just, because the more she get close to it, the more she was breathing warm air. So I said, what's going on? Say she's cleaning up the mist. Okay. That's okay. When you press this button and press this button. It will take care of the front and the back. And she pressed it, and she just, the thing just got cleared up. My people perish for lack of knowledge. If only you understand God. You are laughing now. Some of you do the same. So anytime you enter somebody's car and you find out there is one old garment by her side or his side, that is the work he's doing. But a lot of us are really working hard, forgetting the principle, the character of the one who has to bless you. God will never go outside of his character to bless you. It is what you sow that you reap. You may bind and loose. If you don't plant yam, you will never reap yam. If you don't plant, you may be prophesying, and you'll be praying like the redeemed people. The only thing that will grow is weed. No, did I say weed? No, tears. Tears. Because you don't have to water it before it grows. By the way, the lady is in church that I'm talking about. She's in church. By the end of the service, you will know who I'm talking about. Listen, when you know the character of God, you'll know that delay is not denial. As painful as waiting is, it says hope that is deferred makes the heart sick, as painful as it is. It says when the desire shows up, it's like a tree of life. You'll forget that you have ever waited. Hallelujah. I tell you, you'll forget that you have ever waited. If not that women do forget what they go through during labor, they will never get pregnant again. But Jesus Christ said, they forget. That's why some babies are still sucking and you find another baby shows up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray for you. Your dancing and your rejoicing will never depart from your life in the name of Jesus. Understanding the character of God. That's why he said in John 4 verses 22 and 23. He said, John 4, 22 and 23 says, ye worship, ye know not what. Like Jesus Christ talking. Say, you are really worshiping, but you don't know what you are worshiping, who you are worshiping. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Listen to me, brethren. The starting point of knowing God is to acknowledge that God is not a human being. He's a spirit. He's a spirit, and his presence is everywhere. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't like your hallelujah. Hallelujah. His presence is everywhere. His throne in heaven, yet he uses the earth as his footstool. How long are those legs? He is in heaven. And the Bible says, under, beneath are the everlasting arm. Why not put those hands together and give the Lord a big shout? Hallelujah. He sees you. He knows you. He sees your thoughts. He knows your thoughts. He knows your loneliness. He knows those tears, those midnight hour tears. He knows those of us that are putting on designer suit, but inside we are still in pain. He knows, because he is the omnipotent God. He is the omniscient God. He is the omnipowerful God, if there is any word like that. He knows you. He knows your address. He knows your names. He knows how to meet you at the point of your knees. And I'm here to tell you, this 9th month will not pass you by. Put those hands together and shout, yes! therefore, because God is a spirit, therefore, because of the character of God. Let me say this to you, brethren. There was this man of God. Some of you have heard this story before. He promised me something, and I started rejoicing. And when I announced it to somebody very close to me, he said, "Why are you rejoicing? You've not even got what he promised. It hasn't gotten to you yet." I said, "I know the character of the one who promised me." God will check out your character. He may decide to reveal only his deeds, but not his character. The children of Israel, they were serving God because of the deeds, not because of who he was. Anytime they found cucumbers, can you imagine somebody crying for cucumbers? They were crying for onions, garlic. How can garlic be something that will be you'll be hungry after? Garlic. They didn't say we miss the bitter leaf. They didn't talk about bitter leaf because nobody wants bitterness. We all want sweet, sweet, sweet things. And life is not a bed of roses. Hallelujah. I pray God visit somebody here tonight. I don't like your amen. Because of the character of God, his character will not allow him to forget you. His character will not allow him to forget your deeds, what you are doing in this church. Listen to me. There are those of you that are chronic givers in this church. There are some of you, you love God. I nearly said chronically. But is there any word like that? Let's put it in a dictionary. There are some of you, you love God with a passion. His character will not allow you to allow him to forget. The Bible says God is not unrighteous to forget. May he visit you this particular month in the name of Jesus. Because of his character, your sacrificial givings will not go unrewarded. Because of his character, he's going to enable you to go through thick and thin. Because of his character. He says, as a father pities his own, so God pities you because he knows your frame. Please don't have don't be disillusioned to believe that God doesn't know the temptation you're going through. He knows those of you that even if a woman opens up her legs, you will say, "No, sir, I will not enter this hole." And he knows some of you are going through it. You are being pressured by the opposite sex. But you are saying, "I better die than to go into this hole." That's why I said, in that temptation, he will make a way. That is his character. Sir, ma, temptation is not a sin. Otherwise, I will be sinning every second. Because of the office I occupy, I am tempted every day. By the opposite sex. They are not in this church. I'm not, you may think it's funny, I'm not playing. Because it's only a Jezebel, a demon-possessed lady, that will try to lure his father into fornication. Okay? You are all my daughters now. Will you want to sleep with your father? So I cancel that thought. So they are not in this church. Clap your hand and say, "Hallelujah, they are not in this church." If you try it, Holy Ghost fire away. We burn you to ashes. Today is Thanksgiving. I know. We are coming to dance. Honest, trust me. Put your hands again for the choir. Put them. We are waiting for you. Now, because of the character of God, He will vet everything you present to Him. He told them you can read Isaiah chapter 1 from verse 1 to 20. He vetted what they brought to Him. If you read Malachi chapter 2, the whole chapter, He said, what is this? If you give this to your governors, will they take it? What you cannot give me, you will say this is too small for pastor. How come you give it to God? How come? I can't, God forbid, to Fiakwa, that any of you want to bless pastor and say, pastor, this is small, just take it. And I open it, it's $1. You will not do it. Am I right? But some of you give God $1 offering. He says, what is this? If you give this to your governor, will he accept it? He will vet every offering. Jesus Christ was standing by the offering box and was vetting everything they gave. He knows those of you that your $1 is like $1 million. He knows it. And he knows those of you, even when you give him $1 million, he's like, so this is what you can give me. Because of the blessing he has blessed you. I pray for you. May God not reduce you based on your giving. Amen. You didn't get that prayer? Amen. May God not reduce you based on your giving. May He increase you based on your sacrificial giving. It says, when you give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom. The character of God, He will vet everything that you present to Him. So your offering this morning, is it through the Holy Spirit? Is it in spirit and in truth? Say, God is seeking such. So when you come to church, examine yourself. Are you giving God praise based on His goodness or based on the promotion? Amen? You see, every time I come to church like this and you see me dancing, at times, I swallowed it. I didn't want to say it. But if care is not taken, we become like Micah or Michael in the Bible. Please don't judge people because of how they do what they do. Please. When I am dancing, I always think about who I used to be. I visited someone yesterday for the first time since Dover. I touched a waterbed, water mattress. I did that yesterday, and it reminded me of Delaware. When I used to sleep on airbed mattress. And by the morning, both the mattress and the person sleeping on it will be flat on the ground. You have a story too. You know where you're coming from. You know the aches and the pains that you have gone through. But we are not serving God because of pains or no pain. We are serving God because of who He is. When He knows you are serving Him for who He is, He will begin to reveal His character to you. The character of a person determines the gravity by which He will lift you up. If He sits in the heavenly places, with Christ Jesus sits there. He wants you to come up there. Honestly, that is his purpose. So don't judge your destiny based on what you're going through now. You are passing through that situation. I tell you, you are passing through. Thank you for that singular amen. I say you are passing through. Amen. You are what? Passing through. Shall we rise? Look up, Church of God. Just give me a second, son. Look up, church. In Psalm 51, verse 17, Psalm 51, 17, it says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise. Please look up. God knows those that are worshiping him with a broken heart. He knows those that are broken. And the brokenness just refuses to heal. He knows it. But say he will not despise you. And I'm serious about it. So if you don't feel like dancing because you are still hurting, he understands. That's why I stopped it long time ago. Where I see some people like this and dancing is going on. Before I used to say, what's wrong with this person? I stopped saying that. Because he is the only one who knows where the shoes are pinching. The only one who knows it with him is the God of heaven. So don't see people just looking. Say, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Allow them to heal. Allow them to what? To heal. Don't castigate them. Pray along with them. The character of God, he wants it to rub off on you so that you'll be able to empathize with people. You are not a God. Somebody, I just heard just some days ago that the person was going through some challenges. And a friend of hers said, why not call the pastor? Say, eh, pastor, me, call pastor. Ah, pastor, call me, call pastor. Oh, you mean I can call pastor? The person said, you can call him. Say, ah, I can call pastor. Ah, it's not like that. That's where me, call pastor. I thought I would go through all kinds of formalities. He said, no, you call him. So a strange phone number came in. I was busy. I said, please text me. And she texted me and I saw this. I just called her. Say, ah, pastor, you called me. So, ah, why would I call you? It is a stupid, foolish, crazy shepherd that is not in the midst of his sheep. Crazy, stupid, foolish shepherd. That will be far away and the sheep. No, no, no. He's always in the midst of the sheep. We're in this thing together. Ah, we are in it together. You've been tempted, I'm being tempted. The devil is attacking me, he's attacking you. So the devil will never call me Pastor Jono. God will never address me as Pastor John. So we are in this thing together. When you hurt, I hurt. When you are in pain, I'm in pain. When you rejoice, I rejoice with you. Why will you call me? And I said, why are they calling me? No, that is God's character. He said, call upon me and I will answer you. He said, in fact, before you start calling, I will show up. I say, here I am. So if you have a pastor that is so secure, even Daddy Gio, our general overseer, as busy as he is, send him a letter. He will reply it personally. You will see his handwriting. Daddy Gio, our general overseer. You call him, it's a matter of time. He will return you. You heard the testimonies. And you now, we can't even come close to you. You choose the people you move with in church. So, can you now? Ah, me, but, ah, then. that person is not your acquaintance again. Igbo faction. Ngbati ngbati faction. Yare, Abokina yare. Hausa faction. Oh, Yamiye, that's Ghanaian. Yeah. So, Ghana faction. Cameroon faction. David the technician. Kenya faction. And Paul, is Jesus Christ divided? There is no faction in this church. If the choir is not ministering in your language, it's because they don't know your language. Come and teach them. Do you know that it's just a lady that sang? If you close your eyes, you think it's somewhere from Inewe, Mwa, Umwahia. A Yoruba girl. This is a church of God. We are all one in Christ. But it was Genesis 11 that made, we could have been speaking Opwepe language, all of us. But we now have different languages. Come and teach us. Call Benga. He will teach the choir. Trust me, I'm not playing. This is a church of God, the redeemed Christian church of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? The character of God is that so that they may be one. One Jesus, one heaven, one baptism, and one heaven. We will make it in Jesus' name. Amen. Lift up your hands towards the altar and say, Father, I thank you for the United States of America. Begin to thank him now. Begin to thank him. This month is a unique month in America. Next Sunday, we'll be remembering 9/11. Let's give God praise. Let's thank God for America. Let's use America as a point of contact to the nations of the world. Say, Father, I thank you for keeping me alive. I thank you on behalf of my wife, my husband, my children. I thank you for shelter over my head, for food upon my table. I thank you. I eat what I want, not what I see. I thank you. For helping me to pay my bills. I thank you. I thank you for my children that are in their different schools. I thank you. I thank you for journey mercies. You did not allow me to embark on a journey of no return. Thank you for waking me up every morning. You did not allow me to sleep the sleep of death. I thank you. Thank you for healing my sick body. Thank you for reversing the bad medical report. Thank you, Lord. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Pray and say, Father, I thank you. He said, come, let us reason together. Even your sins are as red as scarlet, as red as crimson. They shall be white as snow, as snow and as wool. Father, help me, Lord. If you're here, you have not given your heart to Jesus. He said, come now, let us reason together. Says, even if your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Even though they are red as crimson, they shall be as wool. Say, come, if you are willing and obedient. Said he will give us the good of the land. If you are in the house, you are not born again. Just say, Father, come into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Cleanse me. Wash me. Purify me. Those of us watching a different location, pray and say, God, have mercy on me. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.